Welcome, horror fans, and thank you for downloading The Horror Show. Sit back while your hosts Sean and Joe take you back in time to review your favorite and not-so-favorite horror movies from yesteryear with their own twisted comedic view. Your hosts will remind you why you loved or hated those classic horror movies and other horror-related events. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome you to The Horror Show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Horror Show, the show that dissects, mutilates, dismembers, and butchers all of your favorite and not-so-favorite horror movies and other horror-related events. I'm Sean.
I'm Joe.
And welcome to The Horror Show, now on the Fangoria Podcast Network.
Yes.
Happy to be here.
Sure.
Our second week of Creature Features.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. You holding up? A little Creature Featured out.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
I think I hate
I think I hate Creature Features now. And as usual, for the last three goddamn weeks, we are joined by our friend Paul.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. I'm back.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It must be like murder to people.
Here's what I hope.
Here's what I hope. We just bash Paul on this show, right? Because we think we're so fucking cool and better than him.
And he's so much better than us.
And everyone's like, we love Paul. Fuck you guys. And like Fangoria's like, yeah.
We just signed Paul.
Solo gig.
Solo gig. You guys can go fuck yourselves. Paul's going to be doing a show with Robert Rodriguez. And yeah. So thanks, guys. Thanks for the help for finding, discovering Paul. And the show's just called Paul. Wait, I might make that. So I gotta edit this out. I might make the podcast
just called Paul.
Paul.
And every episode's about the movie Paul. It's Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
It's just
a disappointment.
It's just every week I find just a multitude of topics to piss Paul off and get his reaction.
That wouldn't be hard.
No, I know.
We just talk about fun. Joe.
No, I just have Joe call in every week. Like, all right, we're going to take some calls.
I'd smash.
It's just Joe.
I'd smash every phone.
Kick me off the show and start his podcast called Paul and just have me call in every week.
No, it's it's part of the I Hate Horror family.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's just a separate show. You're not calling in. You're going to be just sitting there. I just put an effect on to make it sound like a crappy phone. So Creature Features, we talked about the good ones, and now we're here to talk about the bad ones.
Yeah, should be fun.
Bad ones are so much fun to talk about. Yeah. Last week we talked about our favorites, The Thing, The Blob, classics. Absolute classics. The Fly, alligators, I guess. I guess that's a classic. And this week, we're just going to dive into some real fucking turds.
Yeah.
Some real garbage.
Some real turds.
Real garbage. Joe.
Some monsters.
I hope so.
A little segue there.
Speaking of monsters.
That is on my list.
Like, as if that's something that comes up in conversation. Like, it's a word outside of this movie
title. No one's ever segued monster.
Speaking of monsters, Joe, you're starting off with monsters.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you left me no choice.
I've never seen monsters. Is this a trauma
film? It's not plural. There's only one monster.
It's a real piece of
have
shit.
Have some respect. Yeah. Okay.
So tell us a little bit about Monstered.
Basically, you have a, I guess, a big poop, and it's a monster poop.
That's about Is it like a humanoid? What's its no, shape?
It's more like the blob.
Yeah, it's a big
well, I'm kind of okay with poop. That.
But doesn't it have hands or feet?
How does it kill people?
It eats them, right? I haven't seen it in a very long
time.
I should have done my research. I should have left all my list.
All right, Monstered, everyone.
You just wanted to imagine Monstered.
It's so bad you forgot it.
I almost feel like it was like Jack Frost.
I do remember.
Like
no.
Weird mutated poop turns alive.
Yeah, I feel like that too.
Actually. Like it's like Chucky, like a but, turd inherits the soul of like a serial killer.
Well, I do know that there is a person who's like an expert on like monster catching, and he's doing like the call, like he's doing like a call.
I can't even hold it.
He's making the stupidest face and making a fart noise with his mouth. It's like the call of the monster. And he's trying to lure it in.
Oh my god, that honestly made me laugh so hard. An expert monster catcher.
Yeah.
Oh my god. God. So Monstered.
Yeah, it reminds me of that guy. Remember when the leprechaun was in Mobile, Alabama? And that guy was like a monster, an expert leprechaun catcher, and he had like that.
He's wearing bulletproof vest and a.
Yeah, that flute was passed
from his ancestors.
Well, I would definitely consider that a creature.
Yeah, oh, it's a creature.
Sounds like one.
Yeah.
Paul, what do you have on your list? Worst creature feature.
The worst creature feature. Well, Sean, it might be the one you just made me watch.
Well, we'll talk about that.
Save that one.
Because I think that's, yeah, that's really bad.
That was brutal. Have you guys seen Peter Rottentail?
No.
I wish I have.
I've seen the cover. I've actually seen the cover on Twitter, but I was like, I can't watch that.
Peter Rottentail. So clever.
Because I've never actually seen it, but I always see it.
Wait, so bad. God. Why are you bringing this up?
Because I imagine it's fucking awful.
Okay, so we start with two movies. We were like, don't remember it. Whatever. So I've got one. I know we've all seen. We've all seen this one. I don't even know which one to do first, actually, to be honest with you. I'm going to go with Squirm.
Ooh.
Electrified worms.
Squirm. I want to say it's the most boring movie I've ever seen, but the one you just made me watch like easily takes the cake. But Squirm is fucking brutal.
When a powerful storm knocks Fly Creek, Georgia's power lines down onto wet soil, the resulting surge of electricity drives large, bloodthirsty worms to the surface and out of their soil-tilling mines. Townspeople soon discover that their sleepy fishing village is overrun with worms that burrow right into their skin, inundated by hundreds of thousands of carnivorous creatures. The terrorized locals race to find the cause of the rampage before becoming tilled under themselves.
Even though that synopsis was obnoxiously long, it sounds kind of interesting.
Except not, because they used the word tilled like three times.
As if, tilling as, is pretty
as
boring.
As if everyone's right. Like, oh yeah, tilling. Classic. I need some good tilling.
I really want to watch a fucking agriculture movie today.
And I definitely want a till pun at the end. That would be ideal for me. So bad. So bad.
Did this movie show, like, I mean, the electrified worms are barely in this movie.
Oh.
They're barely in this fucking movie.
Some of the
there's a scene where you're just watching people like interact in real time. It's like like if you were watching like an awkward teenage boy interacting with an awkward teenage girl, where there's just awkward moments of silence. You're watching it in real time.
Or the bar scene where everyone's just screaming and running for their lives, and you don't see anything.
Yeah,
and they're all like, ah, and there's nothing happening except panic.
It's so boring. And then at the end, there's just a billion fucking squirms. Is that what you want to call them? A billion squirms.
Yeah. It was one of MST3K's final movies.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Why they threw in the towel after that. That's done. Is this the movie where they used to play it and the sports announcer said if anyone sat through the entire thing and wrote a review about it, he was at an autographed baseball?
Skip Carey famously promoted the movie by sarcastically offering Braves fans an autographed baseball if they actually stayed up to watch it, then sent in a review. TBS received over 1,000 reasons reviews in the response. And I don't think he sent out autographs. I think he was like, sorry. Yeah. You're an idiot if you watch Squirt.
I know people like it. Like, it has a cult following.
That's dumb. There's one good scene in it, and it's when the worms are in the guy's face.
Yeah, you're right.
But that's it.
That's it.
That's where it begins.
I guess maybe the beginning. No, I guess the end.
Egg cream.
The what?
The egg cream.
Oh, God. Wait. At the end, don't they climb out of the house onto that branch? Wait, I might be confusing all these shitty worm movies.
No.
So many worm movies.
I don't know. I get, honestly, yeah, I don't know. It was such garbage.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why it's on the list.
Yeah. See? A well-deserved spot on the shit.
Yeah, it's terrible. And really, like, let's face it, like, not just the movie.
Why were
bad,
these worms electrified?
Because a power line fell into wet soil.
That actually reminds me so much. Have you guys seen Snake? Godzilla? Have you guys seen Snakehead Terror? It might actually be the
have
same
you?
Movie. I have seen that. I have. That was fucking pretty incredible.
Oh my God! No, I haven't. But
it's. I think.
Oh wait,
I think
it with you.
It's like the same plot. Fuck, you did. God damn it.
But
yeah, you're right.
These movies
it's
aren't
the same movie.
These movies aren't just bad. The creatures are bad, right?
Like, yeah.
Fucking yeah. Worms.
Right.
Like what? Like that's again the pitch. What's the pitch in that meeting? Like, okay, get this.
And they weren't like mutoid worms. They're just fucking worms.
No.
That they said were electric.
I mean, I guess they were electric. Like, but like, what does that do? I mean, that doesn't do anything. And it's just like
even electrocute
and anymore. Like, what's the pitch? Like, okay, guys, what does everyone hate? Worms. Everyone fucking hates worms, man. Ever throw a worm at somebody? Classic playground prank. We make them monsters. Everyone's like, yes, this is gonna be fucking huge. I can't wait. Actually, basically every movie I have on this list, I was like who, like think about the people that put money into it.
Yeah.
They were like, yes.
That blows my mind.
Here is thousands of dollars. Please make a movie about electrified worms.
Oh, God.
The pitch has to be just like, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's going to be huge. Like, that's got to be the pitch, right? And they're like, oh, done. Just take my money. Just take it. I can't wait to see this. And then they see it and sue him.
Oh my God.
Joe, what do you have on your list?
I have a movie from 1988 called Slugs, which, much like Squirm, is about killer slugs. And the pacing of this movie
is fucking insane.
Is fucking slug-like.
I also hate when, like, you take, and maybe this is one of the reasons I'm not a huge fan of arachnophobia, but when your hero is a health inspector or just like,
did you watch Slugs?
An Orkin man. Yeah, I'm not recently, not again, only the first time I saw it, which is a million years ago.
Fun fact about Slugs, if you go on IMDb, they list goofs, you know, you're thinking maybe somebody slipped or
the movie.
Put on a wrong hat, but the goof they listed is normal slugs don't have teeth, but these are mutant slugs. Thanks for clearing it up for me.
Fucking idiot. Oh, that really pisses me off, actually. That infuriates me.
Yeah, this movie's bad.
Can we edit the IMDb goofs?
I don't know.
Can we put the whole movie?
The entire movie's a goof. Yeah.
This was a huge accident.
For everyone involved.
This was a terrible accident for all investors. Fucking terrible. And again, released with money behind
it. The slugs are coming out of people. They're taking over sewers. There's a bunch of explosions toward the end. Yeah, nothing makes sense. Very boring. Very fuck
just awful. And again, slugs. Like slugs. Dude, like
can't you kill them with a pinch of salt?
Yeah.
I feel like this movie could have been.
Oh my God.
Honestly.
Go to BJ's and buy a bunch of fucking salt.
You can say whatever you want about them, the giant ant movie. They baited them in with a sugar mine.
Yeah, because that makes sense.
Right. Perfect. Like if you're gonna do giant ants, do it. Yeah. Like, own it. Own it. Ants are fucking stupid and just like sugar. They're fucking dumb. This one is these salts are, well, I guess that would have been terrible. Well, how good would a scene be of like a giant helicopter, like just dumping salt all over
the earth?
Salt the earth.
That would make sense if they were taking out, like, if there was like 10 billion of them.
That's true.
I mean, one bag probably could have solved it. Like, save a the lot majority of heartache of the problem. In this fucking movie.
Oh, Paul, what do you have?
Well, I'd love to go with the Raiders of the Lost Shark.
Oh, God.
After Joe made me watch that. But I don't even know if you can consider that a movie. I don't even know what that was. That was so bad, I almost might not.
Was there no structure to it whatsoever?
Oh, my God, no.
Like, there's flying sharks that, for some reason, only flew in the second half of the movie.
Paul, I have a question.
What?
Do you have a list prepared?
Listen, all I really want to do is bash frogs, but I know Joe's going to hate me if I do.
Oh, frogs on my list.
Really?
Frogs suck.
I thought...
What?
Yeah, I know it sucks.
Why are you shocked?
Because I thought you liked it.
Well, you thought incorrectly.
Frogs is awful.
I thought it was in black and white. I thought it was in black and white for like 2 years. Joe was like, no, it's in color. I was like, holy shit. Is that boring? Because that movie's funny. Fucking incredible.
All right, Paul. Well, you can just sit and comment. Fucking guy.
You like, sit there and draw on your
the
knees.
The first movie he didn't watch. The second movie was because he just watched. People are so sick of us talking about the shark marathon, Joe watch. I'm actually about to cry. I'm laughing. So like, oh, my God.
Talking about chupacabra terror.
Oh, my God. All right. I've got an interesting one here. Well, Langoliers.
No, the wow. Stephen King made for TV movie?
Yeah. Those fucking creatures were dumb as shit.
Weren't they like giant clams?
Yeah, basically.
I remember my mom
they were
watching like
awful, and they just ate the universe. That was Paul chattering. Classic.
Isn't that what they did?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like two straight nights of 2 hour marathon.
I know what a miniseries is.
Yeah.
I don't know what a Langolier is.
My mom was watching it, and I was like, Kirsten, what the fuck? What are you doing?
Do you like it or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
do you like it, Joe? You're a big Stephen King fan.
No, I don't.
It's awful. And the monsters are fucking awful.
Yeah, and Balky's pretty awful. Isn't he in it from Perfect Strangers?
I fucking hate Balky, and I hate him in this movie.
He is.
And he's the worst human being ever in this movie. I honestly haven't seen it in a very long time, so I'm not going to piss people off by trying to quote it or anything, but... I know he's a dickhead in it, and I want to say he like wants to sacrifice a kid in it. He's like, just leave the kid there. And everyone's like, you're the worst. But by the way, this is an instance I think me and Paul agree on. Just kill yourself.
Absolutely.
These things are eating what? Like the universe.
Yeah.
Right? Like everything's just disappearing. What a stupid concept. Who thought that would translate?
It's in like a different dimension, though.
That's like that's a book.
Right?
Yeah, but like maybe now with like how everything's going, if like HBO or Netflix or somebody adapted it in a miniseries, it could be pulled off well.
Can it though? I think it's just so over the top.
Certainly be better than what it was.
Well, yeah,
anything sure. Would be better than that.
And these monsters were just awful.
Yeah,
maybe you don't even need to see them. Maybe that's the key. Maybe they shouldn't be like Pac-Mans, giant Pac-Mans roaming around eating.
Yeah,
eating. Existence. It's so fucking weird. But it made my list.
Yeah, sure.
What do you got, Joe?
Another really terrible one, which I talked about last week, is Grizzly, which I know people like, love even. I think it's abysmal. I think it's so boring. I think it's so shittily made, if that's even a word. You see the grizzly. It's just like stock footage of a grizzly bear. And you just see like big paws coming and just fucking everyone up. You just see paws... on the screen, just ruining people's days. It is terrible. And the most shocking thing to me about Grizzly is that it was the most successful independent film until Halloween came out.
Come on.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It broke records.
Get that.
I mean, Halloween came out 2 years later.
Was it the first independent movie ever made?
No, what I think it was is that Grizzly came out in 76 and, you know, everyone was still on Jaws mode.
Oh.
And Grizzly was... just promoting itself as like the Jaws on
God, that is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
What a bleak period. In
so successful.
Jaws on land.
Jaws, Jaws on land.
I wish Steven Spielberg punched that guy in the face.
I wish the guy from Happy Gilmore punched that guy in the face. Because he was the first.
Yeah, Jaws, I know. I know. Richard Kiel, I know who he is.
Paul, I think you have one. Ugh. I think you just thought of one.
Little Bunnies, Night of the Lepus.
There you go.
Yeah, tell us about it. That's your favorite that? Scene.
All right. Let's be transparent. time to fess up. I wrote down one for Paul because I wanted to talk about it.
Sean just wants to talk about Night of the Lepus so
assumed,
bad.
I just assumed Paul had seen this. How have you not seen Night of the Lepus?
All I see is the cover. And I'm like, fuck that. I'm out.
And I'm like, in.
Yeah.
The killer bunny rabbit. Well, I've seen Monty Python. I know how that goes.
Fair point.
It just tears that guy's head right off.
Well, I suppose you're right. I suppose
you're right. Is that not what happens?
Who's a girl in Night of the Lepus? Oh, she's famous. She's a well-known actress.
Yeah. What I do know is MGM, the movie was supposed to be called Rabbits. And then they canned it because they were like, oh, no one's going to see a horror movie called Rabbits. So that's why they changed the name and took the bunnies off of most of their advertising at that point. Except all of their promotional handout items were rabbit footprints and rabbit, like rabbit paws and shit. So kind of backfired on them.
It was Janet Leigh, by the way, that's in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
I had no idea. I didn't see it.
I think my favorite part of Night of the Lepus is the end, where they just shine lights and the rabbits come and then they just assassinate them.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Oh my god.
Spoiler alert. If you were really dying to see Night of the Lepus, A, don't. B, that's the end. So yeah, Night of the Lepus is terrible. Thanks, Paul, for pitching.
Hey, no problem, man.
Paul, maybe you can chime in on what about Lake Placid? Feel free to chime in.
Yo, what do you want me to say? Giant fucking croc.
Did you like it?
That was all right. There's no rogue.
Never mind.
I'll edit that out. So I'm going to do one more. Do you have any honorable mentions that you want to do after that?
I do. I actually put it in a I don't know category because they're very bad, but I didn't like I would sit down and watch them again.
All right, here, I'll do mine and then because people are going to be pissed off about this.
Okay.
As usual. Things I say.
Nobody's ever
Bride of Frankenstein.
Say that every time. What?
Bride of Frankenstein.
So you're saying the Frankenstein monster is a creature?
I mean, he is the creature. He's a monster.
Yeah.
He's Frankenstein's monster.
Wait. You're saying this on the bad list?
Bride. Not Frankenstein himself. The Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, no, I heard you.
The creature, Bride of Frankenstein, is bad.
So not the movie, but the creature.
Yeah. Actually, okay. I'm not a big fan of that movie either, to be honest. I think they were right in the Frankenstein train. Hot on the Frankenstein tails? Whatever. Bride of Frankenstein, the character, sucks. She's not a good monster, and she's overhyped, and she's included in the, like, when you see the Universal Monsters logo and it's got everyone, she's on there, and she literally does nothing. She's in it for fucking 5 minutes, and she's a huge jerk to Frankenstein. Frankenstein's like, I shouldn't even call him Frankenstein. He's like, you know, he's like trying to be friendly with her, and all she can do is shriek at the top of her lungs, and then they fucking die.
that's a
great creature. Not. And all the people that post fucking like the pictures of like Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein, like hearts on like Tumblr and Twitter, I'm just like, they fucking hated each other. Bride of Frankenstein fucking hated him so bad. So bad. And like Dr. Frankenstein was like, fuck, this sucks.
I mean, you're bringing up fair points, and I think I'm in agreement with you.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it, but it's awful. Also, fun fact about Frankenstein being, you know, monster. My son, two and a half, was at the, we were at the grocery store and he saw Frankenstein and he calls him Creature. He goes, oh, Creature, Creature. And the lady at Stop and Shop said, oh no, that's Frankenstein. And he said, no, it's not. It's Creature. She's like, no, it's Frankenstein. I went, no, it's Creature. I was like, you're the fucking man. Thank you for telling that lady off. That thing is not Frankenstein.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jerks.
Awesome. 2.5-year-old jerk. My son.
That's awesome, though.
I mean, he was rude. That was very rude to do. But I just went like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. But in reality, I was like,
fist pump.
Daps. Giving him daps. All right. What are your honorable mentions, Joe?
I thought you had 3.
Huh?
Did you say you had 3?
No.
Oh, you just had that one?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, honorable mentions. This just falls into my category of these movies are shit. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
These are dog shit. But they're so dog shit that I love them. And I guess Thanksgiving falls into that. But
Thanksgiving is in the Venn diagram of best and worst Creature of all time.
Yeah.
Let's put it there.
But Cruel Jaws. I do put on my list because I'll watch that. And Cruel Jaws, I laughed so fucking hard while watching it. The entire movie that I was crying.
All right.
Paul can attest to that. I was fucking crying. I'll watch it again right now at any
time. I will not. You're not going to bait me, Joe.
It's so shitty, but it was so enjoyable. By the same director, the movie Rats, Night of Terror.
Oh, yeah.
God. I don't know how you talked me into watching that. And I'm pretty sure he talked me into it by going, oh, it was the same director that did Cruel Jaws.
And you were like,
and I was like, okay.
For a second, it just confused you.
Yeah.
Like Jedi mind trick, too. You're like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. Like, oh, fuck, I do know that guy.
God damn it.
I'm not going to say shit about this ending, even though I know nobody's going to watch it after this. Yeah. But if anyone's even made it this far into this podcast,
I know.
But the ending made up for everything. Like, I had some reservations during it. But the ending made up for everything. It's fantastic. And I put Birdemic in my I don't know category because it's so shitty.
I don't know.
That's just straight up shit. Yeah. No, I can.
Dude,
I can.
So funny.
No, I can confirm. Those were a brutal. Those were a brutal 90 minutes. No, they were bad.
No way.
Well, before we talk about brutal 90 minutes, let's talk about maybe the most brutal 90 minutes.
Yeah.
We've ever experienced.
Yeah.
And the worst Creature feature, the worst monster, the worst everything.
Yeah.
Blood Freak.
1972?
The 1972 classic Blood Freak, where a man, does anyone even know really the plot? Did anyone pick up the plot? Because it was it was hard to hear.
Well,
it was hard to see.
I got, dude, there's so many shots that are out of focus. Oh, God.
I mean, this is a movie. What I'm trying to pull up right now, actually, is the poster, because there's like 3 different posters for this. And all the taglines are awful. So first one, only the blood of drug addicts can satisfy its thirst. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's the plot. Now, here are the 2 best ones.
Wait, he's a drug addict?
They're trying to get him hooked.
Yeah, he's a drug addict.
The whole beginning of the movie. No, wait, he wasn't, and they're just trying to get him hooked.
But then he is hooked.
They get him hooked.
And was the whole thing a dream?
Well, that would be a giant spoiler.
What, is it?
Well, nobody's going to watch this.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, I think. Right. What?
What? Did you watch the right movie?
Well, it's on the TV right now.
Wait, before we get into that, these taglines, just so people understand what we're dealing with here. The original blood-sucking, chopper-riding, Bible-bashing, dope-smoking, limb-hacking turkey monster movie.
I like it.
And under that, the only anti-chemical Christian splatter film I've ever heard of.
I guess me too.
Also, those 2 statements contradict each other. One says Bible-bashing and the other calls it a Christian film. And that's basically as confusing as the movie is. But yes, Joe. It was a dream.
Huh.
He wakes up.
I thought he was cured.
In the field. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, where to even start with this giant piece of crap? It starts out with a guy.
Terrible narration.
A weirdo smoking a cigarette and like reading off of paper. And like,
he's trying to play it cool.
I was watching,
but he's just reading off the desk.
And I thought like somebody taped over what I was watching, and it was just some guy talking about the movie. Like, I thought it was some guy giving a review about the movie.
That's awesome.
I took pictures on my phone and sent them to Sean and asked if this was real, like part of the movie. I didn't understand, like, why is that happening?
And honestly, I don't understand anything he was talking about.
No, he's not even looking at the camera.
Well, yeah, he's looking down at the paper, like subtly, or what he thinks is subtly.
I mean,
looking back up. And
I guess he shouldn't be breaking the fourth wall, but it's only him and he's talking to us. Right?
It's awful.
Fuck this movie.
It's awful. And it might be the only movie I've watched where I'm actually like entirely sure that they were smoking weed in the scene and getting high.
Are you sure? Because that guy, did you see that guy smoking that joint? Yeah. I mean, even if you've never been around marijuana, you have to.
Dude, that guy was high the whole movie. When he shows up in the first scene, his eyes are so glazed over and he's just like,
but he turns it down. He turns it down, though.
I can't even do it. I know he turns it down, but like out of character, he is high. Like he's not in character. He's like high as fuck acting in this scene, and he's just like his eyes are just like, he's like, oh yeah, hi. It's like, I don't even understand the premise. And he's in love with like two sisters, or he can't decide between the two. The whole thing is fucking out of control. Whole thing is out of control.
Yeah,
but this guy. He's a drug addict. It turns into a drug addict, which is just, you think it's heroin, but he's just hooked on marijuana. Just
weed.
He's just hooked on marijuana.
Which, it's so stupid.
I've never seen that that cannabis flick.
Reefer Madness?
I've never seen that. And
cannabis flick.
Yeah, I know. I thought it had cannabis in the title. I knew it was some dumb name. But I've never seen it. But this is my first movie where I'm watching people portray marijuana as like that dude starts convulsing and they're like, get him marijuana now. He's having a seizure.
Yeah, that guy's seizure's hard.
And they're like, we need to get him his fix. And the guy comes over and I'm like, okay, he's on heroin. He pulls out a marijuana cigarette and like stick it in his seizure mouth. It's so absurd.
Oh my God.
And then he turns into he just has a turkey for a head.
Is it a turkey?
The guy, it's a normal guy with just a turkey head.
With a turkey mascot on.
He's got normal hands, feet, and legs.
I wish the end was like, he takes off the mask and is like, oh, shit. I didn't realize that this was, I thought, like, he was just so high. He just thought he was a real turkey. A bloodthirsty
that
turkey.
Movie would be, but so it was much, just a mask. Be so much better than what this was.
He was like, by oh, the way, fuck.
Bamboozled by Spike Lee is my favorite cannabis flick.
I've never seen it.
Well, the rapper Cannabis started it.
Oh, God.
Nailed it 5 minutes later.
Is that what you're just looking up?
No. Fuck you guys.
He's been diddling on his phone since I said cannabis. Oh, boy. But Blood Freak is just absolutely fucking god awful. It was painful.
It was really painful. And how he looks with that stupid chicken head on. So stupid.
But I kind of loved it at the same time.
No.
What I don't understand is how that guy was sneaking up on people with a giant head that wouldn't fit through a door.
There is a scene where his girlfriend is having a conversation with him with his chicken head, asking how the relationship's going to work.
Is he talking through the mask?
I think they had sex after, too.
No, I don't think he talks, does he?
No, she's just talking to
him. She's talking to himself, and then she fucks him.
I'm talking so far away from the microphone. Yeah, no. And there's scenes where he's like walking around in this chicken mask, and people are like, what was his name? You know his name somehow.
Herschel.
People are basically like, what's up, Herschel? And he's walking around with a chicken head.
Nobody
and then
freaks
other
out.
Scenes are like, ah!
Yeah.
And the screaming in this movie is just a pre-recorded scream that they just loop over.
For so long.
It gives me such a headache.
It was like
over. It was like a minute straight at one point.
Although my favorite.
He was bleeding that lady.
My favorite dubbing and looping was the 5 minute scene of just turkeys in their pen. and clearly a man going, gobble, gobble, gobble.
I swear to God, one of them barked. Did you hear that?
No.
I was noticing. I was like, that's not actually a turkey gobbling.
No, it was a man.
Yeah.
It was a man.
And then I thought I heard something bark.
Well, what's the movie where a guy, a telephone rings, but it's just a guy going, ring, ring.
Oh,
he's
my
also on the screen.
Dude, oh, my God.
Because that's what this reminded me
of. Wasn't that movie like Trash Can Man?
Dead Body Man?
Dead Body Man.
No.
No, it's like Monster Go-Go. Ring, something ring. Like that.
How did we not talk about Beast of Yucca Flats is one of the worst?
He's not a creature.
Oh, God.
He's a big Tor
Johnson. Tor Johnson is a creature, dude. That guy is a creature. Yes. Jeez. Oh,
so,
my God.
That's our creature features, the worst of them.
That's it?
We really did it. but we got some special stuff for you here. Paul, thank you for being a guest. We kind of appreciate it. It was kind of a pleasure. We are going to talk about one of these movies on our next episode. Joe's cat is like shaking the handle on the door as if it's like a monster. Like the
it would be more terrifying than that turkey man.
Yo, 100%. But Paul is going to pick out one of these movies, good or bad, and we're going to talk about it next episode in depth. Go into it, Paul. What do you think? I'll give you a second to think about it.
Don't worry, he only gave you the whole fucking episode to think about it.
Any which movie I want.
Yes,
I think we've got to watch Peter Rottentail. None of us have seen it.
Fucking done.
Yep.
Done.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Dude, that is the best thing you've done all night. Thank well, clearly. You so much. Peter Rottentail, it is.
Fuck yeah.
That's awesome. I don't know if it'll be the next episode. We might have an episode from Scarecon. I'm not sure yet.
Isn't this coming out after Scarecon?
Yeah, yeah. But we're so booked up for September.
That we are.
So, by the way, people are probably confused. We're recording this well in advance. This is like the fourth week of September. I think the Scarecon episode is next, and then we'll probably do Peter Rottentail. Start off our October with a bang.
I can't wait to watch Peter Rottentail.
I honestly am very excited. It honestly, that made my night.
Dude, look what he looks like.
Get the fuck out of here.
Guys, thank you all so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Harley Poe, for allowing us to use the song Gorehound off the album Pagan Holiday. You can find them at harleypoe.com or facebook.com/harleypoe. You can find us at ihatehorror.com. Joe is looking up Peter Rottentail clips and pictures. You can find us at ihatehorror.com and facebook.com/ihatehorror. Joe, what's your Twitter?
At JoeV421.
I'm at I Hate Horror Show. And that's a wrap. Please rate, review, subscribe. Tell your friends. We really appreciate it. The support we're getting is absolutely insane. I can't believe people listen to us and enjoy us. And you should all be ashamed of yourselves. Really. I mean, we really appreciate it is what I mean. And that's it, guys. That's a wrap. We will talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you guys very much. Stay weird. Adios.
So much worse than that. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Are you fucking kidding?
Wait, that's a movie? That was like a making of.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Wait, is this for real? Is this for real?
Yep. Oh my god. Hop away.
Oh my god. Wait, is this the wait. Full movie?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, it's some guy's commentary over it. That's what you need, an hour?
Are you crying?
Yeah. For the entire... Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
He's fine. I gotta find the full movie. I gotta hear what Peter Rottentail says.